Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
What a storage tank with a level indicator.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Peter, where droplets goes, water always flows. There's afternoon factual, reliable and accurate. That's how government describes a website launched to track projects and activities of the Akufo-Addo administration.
The government of the Republic of Ghana is providing you a database where the facts about projects across the 261 districts are available. The least you can do is to navigate and be informed so that when you get into that conversation with somebody, you can speak to facts.
But the NDC says the NPP is just attempting to appropriate NDC projects as well as showing ghost projects.
When they launched their first tracker, Joy was one of the stations that followed through and exposed the many lies and falsities in the so-called tracker.
Stay with me for details on that. Also, former President John Mahama describes as ridiculous and shocking the tall list of taxes imposed on the importation of vehicles into the country.
Ghana Export Import Bank Levy. Ghana Education Trust Fund. Ghana Education Trust Fund Network Charge. African Union Import Levy. Then COVID Health Recovery Levy.
But is Ghana's third IMF review in danger?
Right now, our review is in danger because they also wanted to put VAT on electricity. And you know we opposed it. So this review is going to see where they can find that money, because that money would have brought in 1.8 billion.
We have details from the former president's encounter with the Ghana Union of Traders Association, GUTA. Also, Ghanaians express outrage as the government declines assistance for Komfo Anokye Teaching Hospital renovation goods, part of a Santi Henes Heal Calf initiative.
How on earth you if drugs that have to come for to your people? Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't know. I mean, where are their conscience?
We are just wicked. We hate ourselves.
Taking up a policy to prevent them from going for healthcare outside as well.
We'll get to hear from the public on this. Meanwhile, importers of HIV drugs raise concerns about its efficacy after over a year of languishing at the Tema port. We have sports.
We may well be looking at Ghana's first athlete to have qualified for the Paris 2024 because Saminu Abdul-Rashid just ran 9.95 seconds in the stage.
Thank you to Noah. So in the Eastern region, where award-winning American rapper Ja Rule is breaking grounds for the construction of a classroom block at the Nwasu Anglican Primary School. That and more here on the Midday News. I am MFA. Apau, please stay for details. This is your home of independent, fearless and credible journalism. Let's dig in now and factual, reliable and accurate. That's government's description of a website launched to track the project and activities of the Akufo-Addo administration. Now dubbed the performance tracker, government says it has listed 13,000 projects tagged with their geological locations on this live website. Works and Housing Minister Kojo Ponkrumah at a ceremony to re-christen the platform, indicating that the intention is to promote transparency and accountability in the execution of infrastructure and other projects across the country, categorized into 22 thematic areas.
The conversation on roads, you will find about 11,974.96 kilometers of roads constructed and rehabilitated from 2017 to 2020. That's 158% increase over the 2009 and 2016 data set. Jobs created between 2017 and June 2023, when this data was put in, a little over 2 million, so 2,087,000. And to tell you the source of the data coming from SNIT. So SNIT is the one that is providing this data. So for every data set that is uploaded, then the source will be made available. Government Agenda 111 project, and this is very interesting. Agenda 111 project, when you take the numbers and you add it to the previous health infrastructure that existed, by the time we are done, health infrastructure, healthcare infrastructure would have gone up by 55.9%. That is the addition of half of the stock that existed already to Ghana's health infrastructure. And I think we can give ourselves as a country a big round of applause on this one. STEM education, 5 schools completed, 5 under construction. And depending on which dimension you are querying, you can then go in there and then find the details for yourself. Over 5.7 million children benefiting from free SHS and TVET education as at June 2023, when this data was put in. I know that data set has even improved between then and now, because June, then there was September intake, etc. But as at that time, 5.7 million children benefiting from free senior high school and TVET.
Well, Kojo Ponkrumah is convinced the tracker will address the misinformation, especially as the country heads to the December 7 elections.
We want to encourage you to visit the website and download the app. We want to encourage you to take time and navigate and be informed. We are responsible for the information we consume, each one of us. We are responsible for the information we consume. If you choose that you spend, and I say this with the greatest of respect, you spend all your time on a particular social media platform consuming half-truths, false narratives, etc., you are responsible for that information you are consuming. The government of the Republic of Ghana is providing you a database where the facts about projects across the 261 districts are available. The least you can do is to navigate and be informed so that when you get into that conversation with somebody, you can speak to facts, facts that you yourself have verified on this particular app. And then we also want to encourage you to check for continuous updates because this is a live platform. It will be updated literally on a daily basis. So please continue to check for those continuous updates. For platforms of this nature all over the world, you may find one or two little challenges here and there. Shortly, we will open up a feedback window so that you can give us that feedback. And then where corrections need to be made, those corrections can be made. We don't claim perfection.
That's Works and Housing Minister Kojo Ponkrumah at the launch of this particular tracker. My colleague Blessed Soga is there. He's been asking more questions, joins us on the line. And let's talk about more of the highlights of this particular tracker, Blessed.
Well, so as government has pointed out, it's just an advanced version of what it was and launched in 2020. Now there's an upgrade of the system with some geo-tagging, which means that whatever fact that is being uploaded onto the site has a live link that is able to give you an idea of where you are able to locate mostly these infrastructural projects that have been listed on the site. Government has been pointing out as well that beyond infrastructural projects, there are some areas of key importance to the people of Ghana, which have also been attached to this platform that will then allow citizens and development partners to verify for themselves what the taxpayers' money and also development financing has been used to do.
Okay, that's my colleague Blessed Soga there joining us from the Gimpa conference room where the event took place today, giving us details of that particular tracker that was launched by government. Let me bring in, thankfully, the head of delivery unit at the office of the president, Professor Kweku Apiedu. Thank you so much for your time here on the Midday News. Quick clarity though, how different is this new tracker from the previous one that was launched some time back? Hello, Professor Apiedu.
Yes, hello.
Thank you so much for your time. So I'm asking about how different this particular tracker is from the one that was launched some time back.
Right. Yes. This performance tracker goes beyond infrastructure. It has categories. It has themes. It has metrics. And in there, you can have various types of information that would allow you to undertake comparative analysis. It also has an app that goes with it, so that people who cannot have access to a URL, for example, can have the app, they can download the app, and then from there they can access information, and then it is user-friendly. Thank you.
One wonders if these projects that have been put on this particular website, on the new website, or re-Christian website, I should say, have this, is there a grouping that has verified these projects, or individuals will have to do that themselves?
Yes, it has been part of the process, and it has taken quite a bit of time. We have worked with the MMDCEs to provide us with evidence. Photographs have been taken. Those that have not been completed, what we do is to ask for images, and then also the consultants and contracts involved in building these projects are able to give us reports on a monthly basis or quarterly basis, so that we'll be able to estimate the performance completion of these projects. It has been a painstaking effort, but we have come this far. The other thing that we have to remember is that it's a living document. So we will be updating the information on a regular basis as we go along.
Can you confirm to us if this project on this particular website, if I go on it, are projects started by the Akufo-Addo administration, they have been completed and functioning?
Yes, indeed. And so if you take the road sector, for example, we have projects that started in 2009, for example, to 2016, and then we have what we started from 2017 to date. And when we say to date, we're actually looking at June 2023. So we will continue to update the information that we have in the system. Now, what we have to remember is that we seek not to say that this project belongs to this era or the other era as such. The information is in there, and you can undertake your own analysis, because we have developed algorithms that help you to see the information for yourself. Mm-hmm. Let's also remember that our stakeholders are not only the electorates in Ghana or maybe a particular party, right? It is Ghana Incorporated we are talking about, and we worked with various stakeholders from across the divide. You're talking about the MMDCs, you're talking about the MDAs. We pulled information from other sources that we could use to validate what we have done. Mm. But it was very important to us that every bit of information that we had in there had been truly verified before it was keyed in.
And finally and briefly, though, if you've done so much in terms of the Akufo-Addo administration and infrastructural project, why do you need a website to validate that? Why do I need a website to go on the website to know that you've done so much?
I think that we live in a world of the wide web. And so it's very important that whatever you have achieved as not only Akufo-Addo's administration, but Ghana Incorporated, we have it on a website for our development partners to be able to access, for example. If the IMF, the World Bank, or any other development partner that we're working with wishes to know what we have accomplished as a nation, if rating agencies visit Ghana and they want to see how well we are doing as a country, where we've come from and where we're heading towards, they should be able to see what we have used funds that we have collected by way of taxes, and in terms of transparency, accountability, good governance and democracy, we need to make the good works that we have undertaken as a people.
Okay.
And as a government.
We'll leave it here. We're grateful. That's Professor Kweku Appiedu there. He's head of delivery unit at the office of the vice president. They're joining us with details of that government tracker that was launched today. Meanwhile, the MPs on the NDC side say government's performance tracker only shows that the NPP has nothing to show after more than 7 years in office. According to NDC MP for Boem Kofi Adams, the previous tracker appropriated NDC projects and some of the so-called achievements simply did not exist.
when they launched their first tracker, Joy was one of the stations that followed through and exposed the many lies and falsities in the so-called tracker. In my own constituency, they launched bridges they claim they have constructed, roads they claim they have done, when actually nothing has happened there. In my constituency in Buin, there's supposed to be a bridge between Aka community and Aka Cortez that they have done nothing, but their tracker then said they have done it. They claim they have done the road between Guama community and Atonko, which had not been done. They place all these things in a tracker. At least I've given you that of my constituency. Same thing happened in many other areas. So I will not be surprised that they will be launching another pack of lies. But we will check it. And I know you will lead the charge on that.
That's the Buem MP, Kofi Adams, there. Now, we are told that when you are clearing a vehicle at the Tema port, it will attract 23 different taxes and levies. And this, former President John Mahama finds ridiculous and shocking. According to him, the prevailing conditions at the port continue to make Ghana unattractive for investment and business. Interacting with members of the Ghana Union of Traders Association, GUTA, the former president, who is also the NDC's flag bearer for the 2024 elections, recounts the taxes and levies on Lexus vehicles, for instance, which was cleared at the port.
It's a 2023 Lexus. These are the charges. 20% import duty, import VAT, then processing fee, then ECOWAS levy, then vehicle examination fee, then network charges, then network charge VAT, then network charge COVID. I'm shocked. Then Ghana Shippers Authority. Then import NHIL. Then network charge NHIL. GHS disinfection fee. Then MOTI import declaration fee. Special import levy. Ghana Export Import Bank levy. Ghana Education Trust Fund. Ghana Education Trust Fund Network Charge. African Union Import Levy. 19. Then COVID Health Recovery Levy.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
20. Then certification. 21. Then IRS. there's overage penalty by zero because it's a new car. You know? And so I was shocked myself.
Well, a team from the International Monetary Fund, we know, is in the country to review Ghana's progress under the three-year extended credit facility program. A successful review will guarantee a release of the third tranche to Ghana. But the former president says Ghana could lose out due to some infractions.
If somebody comes promising you that I'm going to remove these taxes, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, the first thing you should ask him is, they have signed an IMF agreement. And the IMF agreement says that by 2028, they should increase the percentage of revenue to GDP to 24% by 2028. We came from a little below 15%. With all the taxes that this government has piled on, it has brought us to 17.7%. And it is based on an agreement they have signed with the IMF. So if somebody tells you, oh, when I come, I'm going to abolish this guy, I'm going to abolish this guy, and the person is in government now, ask him to go to the IMF and tell them that they're going to abolish that. Right now, our review is in danger because they also wanted to put VAT on electricity. And you know we opposed it. So this review is going to see where they can find that money.
That's the former president, John Dramani Mahama. Well, president of GUTA, Dr. Joseph Obeng, says the proposed 24-hour economy, if implemented, will be the game changer for the country.
If even you say that it is already there, there's nothing wrong for us to enhance it. And there's more that we can do in the night. There's more that we can do in the night. There are so many things that are creating new signs in the afternoon. A lot of them. That when you go to Opera Square, when you go to Kantamanto, when you go to Okanshi, in the afternoon where people are shuttling around, that's where we are offloading our goods.
That's the president of GUTA, Joseph Obinde. It's time for fact checking, and today we are focusing on some claims made by former president John Dramani Mahama on the unemployment situation in the country. Head of our research desk, Raymond Nakwa, joins me in studio with more on the claims and the verdict. Raymond, let's start with the former president's claim on the current unemployment rate.
And now, unemployment in Ghana is 14.7%.
The claim is that the unemployment in the country is 14.7%. This is true. The figure is backed by the Statistical Services Quarter 3 Labor Statistics Bulletin. Indeed, the average unemployment rate reduced from 14.9 in the first quarter of 2023 to 14.6 and then increased slightly to 14.7 in the third quarter of 2023. And that's the latest we've had from the Statistical Service on the unemployment situation.
We can now focus on the former president's interpretation of that unemployment figure.
I just have over Ghana for 30 million now. 14.7% in the year.
What's the verdict?
The claim that this means if you take 30 million Ghanaians, 14.7 are unemployed is misleading. The annual household income and expenditure survey, which is the source of the data the former president quoted, defines unemployment rates as the number of unemployed persons 15 years and older divided by the economically active population of 15 years and multiplied by 100. This means at least all those below the age of 15 are not included in the calculation of the unemployment rate. Indeed, it is the reason why when you add up the quarter three unemployment figures, let's look at it, 2,060,038 unemployment. They are the ones who are unemployed. And those employed are 11,962,599. And those who are not active at all are 5,214,085. This sums up to 19,236,720. So one cannot simply say 14.7% unemployment means 14% of the entire population, that's over 30 million population, are unemployed.
Okay. That's Raymond Nakwa with Fact Checking, taking us on a quick break here on the Midday News. Live on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra and Kumasi on Love 99.5 FM. We're live on Facebook. We're on myjoyonline.com. We're on X Spaces. The Midday News is sponsored by Petrosol, your clean fuel in full quantity. Petrosol is always a delightful experience. Also brought to you by Duraplus Ghana Limited, where Duraplus goes, water always flows. We've been taking a look at that government's performance tracker that was launched today. The government says it is factual, reliable and accurate, but NDC MPs say the MPP is just attempting to appropriate NDC projects as well as showcasing ghost projects. We return from the break with sports. And
hello, let's go to the United States of America, where Samino Abdul-Rashid is getting ready to represent Ghana at the Paris 2024 Olympic Games. He's not qualified yet, but he's on the cusp after running 9.95 seconds in the men's 100 meter event. In the 200-meter event, also in the United States, he ran over 20.34 seconds, which is the fifth fastest division in the Division 1 NCAA time. This is, let's hear him as he speaks about his Olympic ambitions.
It means a lot. Like, it's going to be like a dream come true, going to the Olympics. Yeah, I'll be happy to represent my country, and the village looking up to me, then I'm looking up to them too as well. So, yeah, I feel great. But when I see the windy, I was like, no, this is tough for me. But it's good. All good. Yeah, I'm happy with both 100 and the 200. Yeah, there's no doubt this season, like, we have a good team coming on, so everybody should get ready for our team. Like, the boys are not playing this season, so we have a good team though.
Well, as you may know, the Olympic threshold is 10.00, so I'm sure you're wondering why 9.95 is not qualified in yet. Well, it was a wind assisted time of 3.6.
Okay.
Now, the Olympic threshold for the wind assistance is 2.0, so he would have to do better than that, as is the case with Isaac Botio, who also ran 9.90, but with wind assistance of 2.2 too. So we'll keep the tracks on those.
Okay, thank you very much, Achihu, with sport. Now, there's widespread outrage among Ghanaians over government's refusal to aid the Hugh Cuth project team in clearing tiles for renovation works at the Komfu Anokye Teaching Hospital. Well, as leaking roofs at the G Block and other facilities cry out for renovation and expansion, critical construction materials remain stranded at the Tema port, aggravating the dire situation. Here are some of your views on it.
How on earth you if drugs that have to come for to your people, even some that are coming for free, and people have donated to build the hospital or renovate the hospital that you are supposed to do? Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't know. I mean, where are their conscience?
You see, the problem is that I think we are wicked. We hate ourselves. Like, how can this even happen? Are we not in this country when some 2 or 3 years back, a private company, coastal company, did not pay import duty for so long, and that matter just vanished? I mean, why are we so wicked to ourselves?
Some views there. Well, there's a development from the Health Ministry on this specific matter. My colleague Elton Broby joins me in studio. Elton, what are we learning?
My sources at the Komfu Anokye Teaching Hospital say that they got a call from the Ministry of Finance and Education is that the ministry would absorb the 1.8 million Ghana cedis paid to cover the imports of goods that they brought into the country. So that 1.8 that Komfu Anokye paid to clear the goods, the Ministry of Finance says that they will absorb it.
Okay. Well, let's do a clean air now. And the culture of silence has descended on the industrial area of the Asokwa municipality in the Ashanti region. Residents and health workers say air pollution that is ravaging their health, but they fear they will pay a price for complaining about it. Residents say air pollution from a range of industries that operate in the area is making their lives a misery, but they've been warned that speaking up may cost them their jobs with government and companies. Love FM's Mona Lisa explores the situation.
A solid waste scavenger sits at the Oti landfill site in Kumasi. He worries every day about his exposure to harmful substances from waste materials here. Former assembly member of the municipality, Elliot Bano Fusu Jr., agrees.
When it rains, the air that comes from the landfill site into the community is very bad. We don't breathe good air at all, I must be frank. And it's having health effects on the residents.
It's not just the waste dump that is causing air pollution and sickness here. On a typical day in the Asokwa municipality, a haze hangs in the air. The municipality is the industrial hub of the Ashanti region, with oil, wood and food processing companies situated alongside the Kumasi Abattoir Company Limited.
The time that we were using the tires, even that time, the smoke was entering us more. When you cough, you see this level different from now that we are doing the gas.
These high levels of air pollution are harming the health of residents, according to medical coordinator for doctors in business organizations and public health consultant, Dr. Florence Buampunsim.
So there's respiratory issues where you have upper respiratory issues, breathing problems, coughing, you have irritation and things like that. We also have cardiovascular problems.
That's our clean air campaign. And guess what? Independent presidential aspirant Anna Kwame Bediakunu, popularly as Cheddha, was our guest on the Super Morning Show today. And of course, many of you were expecting him to clarify this particular idea of taking a sea to the Ashanti region. Well, he says the idea was to create a canal and not a sea to the Ashanti region, and insists that the policy is feasible.
I mean, you guys make it look like it's unaffordable, it's unamittable, it's unacceptable, and it cannot be done.
It's a long term thing.
Listen, no, it's not. Actually, I'll tell you. Look, a vision without action is a mere dream. You and the dreamer, there's no difference. That's what a visionary, if you have vision and you can't find a way to activate the vision, if you don't apply action, it's...
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.